underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about healing the past. I noticed when it comes to recalling the past and addressing the wrongs that have been done, we usually don't want to face it. The pain and the traumas are so hard to bear that we choose to bury them deep and run instead. We choose to leave the past in the past, sweep it under the rug, and consider it dealt with. Time will heal the past, we will say. Well, that is definitely a temporary fix, because it is only a matter of time before the rug is full and the past is resurfaced. The pain and the traumas are going to show up again. Time does not heal. Only God heals. And sweeping things under the rug will not fix them either. The proper way to address the past is by facing it with God, to allow yourself to go through the emotions and leaving the burdens at the foot of the cross in exchange for healing. Jesus Christ even said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." First, you must humbly come to Jesus Christ, admitting that you are heavy laden, that you are broken, and that you are wounded. Second, you must realize that you have intentionally or unintentionally hurt others in your brokenness, and vice versa. Others have intentionally or unintentionally hurt you. At last, starting with your parents, make a recollection of the people who have hurt you and what they have done to hurt you. Then pause to allow yourself to go through the emotions. Let the tears flow. Take a deep breath and forgive. Afterwards, starting with your parents, make a recollection of the people that you have hurt and what you have done to hurt them. Then pause to allow yourself to go through the emotions, to let the tears flow, and then take a deep breath and ask God for forgiveness. It is best to do the recollections on your knees so you can cry out to God and pray at the same time. This is a golden therapeutic moment with God to let yourself go through the emotions, the pain, and let the tears flow while praying. That is so purging and so rejuvenating. We have a prayer called Healing the Past in our prayer collection available for free download on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. So you can use this prayer each time you recollect something that needs to be addressed. This might take some time due to the many years of trauma, but don't give up. Keep letting it out and keep on forgiving. And in time, healing will take place. Amen?
Amen.
Consider also making amends, when you can, of course, for your wrongdoings. I mean, when you can, reach out to the ones that you have hurt. Recall what you have done to them, and then sincerely apologize. Also, whenever someone calls you out or accuses you of hurting them in the past, just be humble and open-minded about it. Be quick to sincerely apologize, because sometimes some things that might mean nothing to you might mean everything to them. And apologizing in those circumstances will prevent conflict, calm the situation down, and bring comfort to the hurting heart. So, be humble about it. Being the first to apologize, even when you are right, does not negate your feelings or make you weak, and it does not take away your truth either. Not at all. In fact, that is a demonstration of strength and patience. Because in time, God will heal you and lift up your head in return for your humility, as said in James chapter 4, verse 6. "But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Humility, forgiveness, along with apologies, are the true medicines to take when it comes to healing your past. Amen?
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.